Hey, Kentuckiana, Katie George here. How would you like to save an extra $1,000 on a brand new Chevrolet? Well, right now, Coil Chevrolet in Clarksville is offering ESPN Louisville listeners an extra $1,000 off the purchase of any new Chevy when you use the promo code COIL75. So visit coildeals.com, find your new Chevy, then mention COIL75 at purchase and save an extra $1,000. Coil, where the flag is flying and Kentuckiana is buying. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for complete details.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
The teams are back in action. Get that same feeling starting a new job with UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker and take pride in a good day's work. Earn $14.50 per hour and up to $150 per week in bonuses. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Get up, get up, get up. Let's get ready for Marcus Maven. You're about midway to the midday with Marcus Maven. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Maven. So sit back and relax and watch Maven.
Break it down like this. Woo!
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maven and Steve Rummage.
This is dedicated to
what?
This is dedicated to
streets.
This is dedicated to
Come on!
For $1 zillion, the question is, who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
But the party was nice.
Oh my God. Oh. Oh. Oh, my God. And everyone's having a ball. Oh, my God. But first things first. Brian, what happened to the edit?
I asked you if you wanted everything before the song started, and you said yes.
Oh. Oh, Steve. That was a pre-show dropping of the ball, wasn't it?
I don't think people notice if you don't make a big deal about it.
Probably true. I'm a Brian on this one. I think anybody would pay attention.
Happy birthday, Josh Minkins Jr. Get it done, Playboy.
I know, man.
Get it done.
And then on top of that, listen, Kentucky pisses down their leg again. So now would be a good time to say happy birthday, James Strebel.
Hey, happy birthday, James.
Hey, James.
Happy birthday, bud.
Happy birthday, James. Hope it's a great one. Hope it's a great one, buddy.
Did he bring in his birthday suffering through last night?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
Did you listen to their post? Did you listen to his post game last night?
I did not. I usually like to.
It's the saddest thing I've ever heard. I literally listened to James last night just go, well, of all the terrible losses they've had, that's probably the worst.
Isn't it great to listen to a Kentucky postgame after a loss?
Oh, yeah,
it's beautiful. They're the best.
It's beautiful, man. No, it was awesome. The callers were great last night. you know, just calling in. And I mean, it was just some things of beauty last night, man. So it's my birthday as well. Happy birthday, 7143. Look, I feel like we're talking to clone troopers or something. Hey, he said, look, happy birthday. It's my birthday as well. Can I get some love? Happy birthday, 7143.
Happy birthday, my man.
I feel like I'm in the future or something.
Or jail cells. Just
yeah.
Happy birthday, C74158.
Texter 7143. Happy birthday.
Mealtime.
Mealtime.
Antron, happy birthday to Antron as well on the YouTube channel.
Happy birthday. Everybody birthday.
What'd you say, Beyond?
It's a lot of birthdays today.
Indeed. Okay, so where do we start, Steve?
Well, it's good to be back. It's good to see y'all's faces. I heard it got crazy while I was gone.
Always.
So it's good to see y'all.
Always is in the studio.
No, I think you just don't notice how crazy it is when you're here and then you go away.
I know, and then I go back and I hear things from afar, so it's fun. But
it's, you hear all the yelling yesterday, too, during the
show? Yes, that's kind of what I'm talking about. I'm like,
all because of the same thing.
I know.
Texas says, please tell me Cal is still having fun.
Oh, Cal's having a blast. Look, you could just see it last night. Because,
no, he said he got back to coaching, Steve.
Yeah. He's like, man, I love me some losing. Woo!
Did you hear the question asked about what was the question, Brian, when they asked about the kid's psyche? And Coach Cal said, the kids, what about my psyche?
He's like, these kids suck.
I'm like, I'm going crazy.
Yeah. Think about me. Listen, and then finally somebody had enough stones to ask him about Kenny Payne.
What happened with that, Steve?
Yeah, somebody was like,
what'd he say?
Somebody was like, well, you know, Kenny Payne.
Wait. Brian Hall.
Let me see if I can find it.
On a scale from 1 to 10, how interested are you
I don't even want to go find it. I just want to hear Steve tell us.
Right. Listen, when Steve told me about that, see, I didn't see the press conference. When he told me about that, I was like, oh, somebody asked him?
How was the question worded?
It was like, I'm paraphrasing, but it was essentially like Kenny Payne not being there. Like, does that, how big of a role did he play?
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, was kind of the question. So Cal's answer was like, well, I mean, I got assistants here now that are doing a good job.
But they're not Kenny Payne.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was kind of like that. And I have a theory on Kenny Payne, too.
Ooh.
Yeah. Kenny Payne. I have a theory on that.
Are you ready to talk? I mean,
you mean
I find
he got out at just the right time.
Wait.
It's even better.
It's better. Because I want you to talk about that. Yeah. Listen. I'm not in the mood to talk about anything else right now. Just for the opening segments, right?
Yeah.
Brian Hall. Steve Rummage presented to me a theory, and he thought about it on the fly, right? Do you remember that last pick of the first round, Kenny Payne, New York pick? And I said, surely they're just giving Cal just one more last little friendship nod or something, you know, just a shout out by making sure his other guy went first round, who really wasn't supposed to go first round. The last pick of the first round was one of the Kentucky kids, right?
I'm trying to think of who it was, though. No, it wasn't Emmanuel Quigley. Mm-hmm.
It was Quigley?
Yeah.
Okay.
Quigley.
So I'm like, okay, Kenny Payne, you know, worldwide.
Well, he wasn't the last pick. Like he was
towards the end of the first.
But
round.
He was the one the Knicks picked.
Okay, yeah. I think they
have Julius Randle. They signed Nerlens Noel in the offseason. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now I'm glad you're ahead of me on that, because I hadn't even really felt that energy, right? And then Steve presents something to me.
Yeah. Now here's what I presented. I'm like, Kenny Payne and World Wide West, they don't like Cal. Listen.
Look, I perked up when he said this.
But they like the players.
No.
Wait.
Yeah.
Let him go.
Here's the thing. Kenny Payne, over the years, sat on that bench, and he watched numerous talented guys and teams come through there. And he watched those teams lose.
KCD.
Yeah. Okay, before the Final Four. Watch them lose games they never should have lost. Kenny Payne at some point sat over there and said, if I was the head coach of this team, we'd have five championships.
Yeah.
At least. Right?
And he knew it sitting on that sideline year after year.
So Kenny Payne goes to the New York Knicks, right? Now, the story.
I see where this is going.
Yeah. See, the story has been coming out lately about just, like, man, every time you look up, you know, the Knicks have a new guy or something, you know, a new Kentucky guy. They're getting Quickly. They're getting Nerlens. I think they got Scal. They got Randall. You got all these guys. And all of a sudden, the Knicks are like 8-8, right? But everybody is complimenting how much better they look this year than they've looked in past years, right? That's kind of the story. It's like, man, the Knicks
they look functional.
Yeah, like they're not a championship contender right now, but like everybody's kind of like, dude, the Knicks look legit. And Quickley's playing well, and these guys are playing well. And Kenny Payne, to me, is looking right at Calipari. And here's the thing. This is coming off an NBA scout saying Calipari's offense was archaic. Okay? Kenny Payne is now taking these guys, and I'm telling you, there's a rift here. There's a big rift here with Cal and World Wide West and the Nike thing, because this is now, to me, this is Kenny Payne and them. They're throwing him under the bus, and they're saying, see, it's his fault. It's his fault they're not winning. It's his fault that these guys aren't getting better. It's his fault that people are taking these Kentucky players. There's a reason why. You know where they got B.J. Boston slated right now? Top 16.
Ugh.
Because here's the thing.
Good luck to whoever drafts him.
No, see, I disagree. I disagree totally.
You think he'll explode?
I think B.J. Boston's a good player. I've watched Kentucky all year. I said this on the live stream. I couldn't disagree more with James and them. I think B.J. Boston's clearly the best player they got. Watch Kentucky play. He's the best player on that team. And to me, it's not close. And you say, NBA guys are going, oh, you know, we'll still take him. Why will we still take him? Because we've watched many times when a Calipari guy, Tyrese Maxey started to look like, you know, and then he started fall. All of a sudden you take him. He looks awesome with Philadelphia. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Even Carl Anthony Towns, who went number one, they were like, well, we didn't know he could do all this.
Yep.
So it's
the average higher numbers in the NBA right, than he did in college.
Right. So there is a major rift here between the World Wide West, the Nike, and the Kenny Payne and Cal. And I think Cal is getting shut out a little bit on that whole relationship.
I only thought, you know me, I do things in minor snapshots that have bigger pictures.
Mm-hmm.
You connected a lot of dots because you are really good with knowing names and remembering relationships in certain situations, yeah. Right? And I just go back to that one little moment where they said in a joking little environment,
yeah.
Hey, Kenny, you know, did you read Cal's book? And hey, Coach Cal, Kenny Payne said he didn't read your book. What do you think about that?
Yeah,
Coach Calipari says, oh, yeah, you know guys at Louisville don't read.
Mm-hmm.
What if you've been stacking a man's cupboard for 10 years,
mm-hmm.
and he said guys from Louisville don't read?
Mm-hmm.
And your number one assistant coach is right there looking you right in the face.
And do you remember when that happened, we said Kenny Payne's reaction to that wasn't one of like, ah, yeah.
Yeah, it was like.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, he kind of gave him like the, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, and yeah. See, to me, like you might see relationships and you know, oh, you're messing up these players. I'm saying once you start that's like the Count of Monte Cristo or something. Like, yeah. I'm gonna make you pay for that comment.
Oh yeah.
Even if it takes me. See, I think people forget, like, when you piss somebody off really good, a 6-year plan is nothing. You know what I'm saying? A 6-year plan to, I am going to make you rue the day you said that.
Yeah.
I'm literally, you know what I'm saying? Because you thought you could get away with that, mm-hmm. and keep on being Mr. Supreme, you know, Emperor, I'm going to waste you down the line.
I know.
So long story short, the Kenny Payne, John Calipari, or Calipari, relationship ended a little sloppier than people think. It was more behind the scenes, and now Kenny Payne's going to go to the NBA, take all the players that Cal couldn't win with and win with them in the NBA.
I think that I don't think he'll continue necessarily to do that.
But he'll make an example.
But I think that's the example. I think the bigger thing here is Cal's not getting any more top five guys.
No, he can still pick. He can pluck them. He can't pluck dominant rosters, though.
He still might get one every now and then.
Yeah, one every now and then, but you're not getting them because of Nike.
And you're not going to get all five stars.
The funnel isn't there anymore.
Right.
Yeah. Right. That's what I'm saying. Sure, I mean, maybe you get one. I mean, but Louisville might get one, you know, here and there. Like, I mean, that happens. But the funnel's not there anymore, man. There won't be no more of the Kentucky's got the number 1, 2, and 5 guy, you know.
1, 2, 5, 11, 27.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not happening anymore, man. I'm telling you, there's a rift there. There's a definite rift there, and we saw that coming.
Mm-hmm. We saw that coming, Steve.
Yep.
And we gave everybody 2 years of warning minimum.
Yeah.
Maybe four.
I know. I mean, he's got the Collins kid next year's top 10. He's got the Clark kid in 2022, I think, who's top 10. But he's got 2 top 10 guys right now.
Okay. So you're really sure they're not making a tournament now?
No, yes. I've been sure of that for like 2 weeks. They're terrible. He can't pull this one together. He don't know how. He's not capable of that.
Okay, what would you say? What would you say? Coach, you can recommend something to Coach Calipari. To fix the scene. To get
recommends at this point, man, that's tough. I don't know. I would play my studs. I mean, that's what I would do. I would do what he was kind of doing, and the fans were getting mad at. Like, dude, y'all just kind of have to live with it, man. Like, I'm not starting Lance Ware and these guys, but I don't think he can coach a roster like this, man.
I mean, but do you just like go 2, 3?
I don't think anything can help. The roster's just not good. He don't have a Carleek Jones. If he had a Carleek Jones, like if he had Carleek and we had gotten Devin Askew, which thank God that didn't happen. If he has Carleek and we have Askew, well, then Carleek Jones could probably carry them a little bit in games like last night and stuff where they would be closer to 500 or above. And then you can say, okay, now you just got to get Boston, Clark, and these guys going. And then, okay, yeah. But
yeah, and then they can kind of take over the wheels.
Yeah.
Jesse, thanks for joining us on Middays with Marcus Maven. Fire away.
What's up, Marcus, Steve?
What's up, man?
Y'all want to know what I find hilarious?
I'm listening.
On Twitter, Facebook, all these UK people I follow. It is so bad over there right now. They're all wishing, is it football season yet? I'm like, y'all won 5 games.
Yeah, like you're terrible at football, too.
Yeah, it's that. Like they used to be able to say, oh, football sucks, basketball season. Now they're hoping to get back to a 5-win team. That's absolutely hilarious to me. And I just love every bit of it. Every day I wake up with a smile on my face because I know we good over here.
Yeah.
And that's all I got.
Listen, Jesse, you hear him in the background laughing. Yeah. He's actually tickled. You got it. You got to run double screens for BJ Boston and go 2-3 zone with everything else.
Yeah.
Everybody crash the boards.
But look, it's not my problem to fix.
You don't even want to put a suggestion out to the universe to fix anything.
I'm like, look, that's your
okay. Well, let's make this transition. And listen, don't worry, y'all. We're going back to that press conference. We might save that for the end of the show and let you hear.
I'm just curious if you're wanting me to ruin the show yet, because I can.
I think I already know where you're going.
No, I know. Yeah.
Let's do it, Steve.
Okay.
Wait a minute. You know what? Let's just take our commercial break. It's 20. You know what? Let's take our first commercial break before you ruin the show.
Okay.
Middays with Marcus Maven on 939 The Ville.
Hey, Kentuckiana, Katie George here. How would you like to save an extra $1,000 on a brand new Chevrolet? Well, right now, Coil Chevrolet in Clarksville is offering ESPN Louisville listeners an extra $1,000 off the purchase of any new Chevy when you use the promo code COIL75. So visit coildeals.com, find your new Chevy, then mention COIL75 at purchase and save an extra $1,000. Coil, where the flag is flying and Kentuckiana is buying. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for complete details.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
The teams are back in action. Get that same feeling starting a new job with UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker and take pride in a good day's work. Earn $14.50 per hour and up to $150 per week in bonuses. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. I got to be honest. I had a theory about the letdown in the Miami game. I talked about guys sitting around in South Beach watching Kentucky get busted and the pressure comes off of you. Steve, what level is the pressure off or on for the University of Louisville headed into this weekend?
Pressure? I don't know if there's how much pressure there is. I mean, you need to bounce back because, I mean, two-game losing streaks, we don't like three-game losing streaks. You know, like, I can get over, mm-hmm. you know, especially if my record's good. Because, I mean, let's not forget. I do want to say this. Let's all be grown-ups for a few. And I know the data changes as the year goes on. But there was a point in time where we were receiving calls where people were like, and we were like, well, maybe. Where we were like, we might come out of the MTE with two or three losses. Okay? It's January 21st, and we're 9-3. So, you know, the big picture is...
We were supposed to take early L's to Seton Hall and Western Kentucky.
Yes.
Minimum.
Absolutely.
Minimum.
Absolutely, yeah. So...
We knew we were supposed to take an L to Wisconsin.
Yeah. Wisconsin was supposed to be earlier in the season, so you thought, okay, you're going to lose that one. Then you're going to, you know, you thought
you had
in
four
your
losses
brain
through Florida State.
You thought no. Let's be real. Going into the season,
six.
No. You thought, okay, Western might get us, Seton Hall might get us, Wisconsin, we're going to lose the Kentucky game. You know, it's like, okay, we're probably going to have...
I don't know, Steve. I don't know if I was going off Kentucky.
We're going to have four losses going into the new year. No, I'm talking fan base as a whole.
Okay.
We're probably going to be about three or four losses going into the new year. And then we'll try to get things together. It's like, okay, we're 9-3. So, like, that's one thing to watch. Okay, now, still, it's still Louisville. And three-game losing streaks aren't really acceptable. So it's like...
No matter what your schedule is.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, okay, you lost the right to lose this one when you lost to Miami. Like, you go take care of business at Miami right now. We're 10-2. Nobody's really, you know, it's like, well, Duke's, you know, Duke's still Duke. You know, if they get you, they get you. But it's like, you lost that right when you lost that Miami game. So now you got to go get this one
okay,
to reconcile.
Is there something about how... You kind of looked lethargic in both that even – because here's the thing. Mm-hmm. If Miami shoots the lights out and gets you, you know, and then Florida State is just Florida State, you know, but looking kind of – they were out physical in that.
Yeah.
In that
Texter's right. National championship team lost three in a row. What was that? Villanova, Syracuse, and Georgetown – I think it was Villanova, Syracuse, and Georgetown was the three they lost back-to-back.
Basketball.
Yeah. But Villanova hit like 16 threes. I mean, it was crazy. And then Syracuse and us and Syracuse were, I mean, it was like two top three teams, you know, here in the UM Center. We lost that by two or three, and then the Georgetown game. I think that was the three they lost in a row. So, yeah, I mean, but again, that's why I say I don't think it's still, even with the loss to Duke, which, don't get me wrong, I think we're going to win. I think we're going to win. I think it's a good matchup for us. I think we can win this game. I think should win this game. But even with this loss, when you say, going back to your original question with the pressure and stuff, even with this loss, it's like, okay, but I mean, the season's not over. Right. Like, you know, I mean, some people will go that route. I mean, I heard people go that route. Florida State. I mean, I was getting bubble texts yesterday, tweets yesterday. Like, I'm like, we're not on the bubble, guys.
Yeah, I was hearing that.
They still got us as a four seed.
I heard that after Miami, Steve.
So, yeah, it's like we're a four seed. So, yeah, it's just
okay. So we're on the show, Steve.
Well, with that, you look at the game, and then you look at the officials. And we were blessed on Saturday with John Gaffney and Teddy Valentine. So that always, here's the problem with Teddy. I don't know that Teddy, I'm not saying Teddy has it out for Louisville by any means, but Teddy always adds an element to the game. And that's what I don't like.
Is Dick Vitale calling the game?
I don't know. I didn't see who's calling the game. Probably. I mean, it's on ESPN, so probably. I mean, you know.
He adds an element to the game.
Yeah.
To where if it's a one-point spread, he guarantees it's going to be the one-point spread.
Well, you just know. The reason it adds an element to the game is because you go into the game not knowing. Am I going to be the hammer or the nail today with Teddy? I don't know. I mean, you know, like, am I going to get, am I going to be the recipient of the bad calls? Or is, you know, and then when you got an influential guy like Coach K on the sideline, I'm like, I don't love it, you know, with him. So that's the thing I always dislike with Teddy. Like, when I talk about Teddy Valentine,
son, and he got pulled off of doing the Duke games, didn't he? Was it Duke Carolina games or something?
Yeah, like, Carolina game he really messed up last year.
Yeah,
or something.
And I think he got pulled for the year. Like, he can't do those games anymore.
That's probably true.
It was something last year. Like he showed out real good on somebody.
Well, he did the Carolina thing where he turned away, where he turned around, turned his back.
Yeah, I think.
But that wasn't Duke Carolina. That was a couple years ago. That was Joel Berry that he did that to from Carolina.
Yeah, I remember there was some pushback.
But though. Then last year, I think I remember he botched a call there at the end of Duke Carolina or something and kind of messed it up, and they were all upset at him. But it's just that's what I don't like with him doing games. I mean, like I said. I've watched games where he's helped Louisville out. I mean, you know, where I felt like, you know, he was kind of helping Louisville out. Not purposely, but just it was like, tonight I'm the hammer. You know, it's like, all right, awesome. And the problem with him is anytime he's doing a game, you're like, there's a chance that
something could look funny.
He could mess you up. Yeah, so. I haven't saw a spread yet. I would imagine Louisville would be favored.
It's I heard, I think Drew and them talking about it. He said it's like a 1-point spread with the KenPom or
with KenPom. Yeah. I mean, that's
it's going to be.
Well, that sounds about right, because I mean, I think they're kind of on equal playing. I mean, the one thing about, I mean, on this show, I mean, we've said you can go back and grab the sound if you want to, and I'm sure you will. Even back when we played Virginia Tech and people were saying, well, this is the number one team. You know, if they beat them, then they're the number one team. And I'm like, no, I think Virginia and Florida State are probably the best two teams. I think Louisville's in that next tier with Clemson, Duke, you know, and a few of them kind of fighting for that next spot. So this is a big game. I think Louisville's behind Virginia and Florida State. But I think everybody else is kind of fair game.
Yeah, like whatever team shows up can win or lose.
Yeah.
After that, like.
Whereas I think Louisville could play good against Virginia and still lose or win, but like same thing with Florida State. I think Louisville could play well and still lose that game. I think Louisville could play really well against any other team in the ACC and win. I mean, or I'm sorry, play
yeah.
not all the way up to par and still win. And
but yeah, you can't play anything less than great and beat Virginia Tech or Virginia and,
right.
and Florida State.
But Duke, the thing about Duke is Duke has, well, let me start here. Duke shoots a lot of jumpers. Duke kind of does what Louisville wants you to do. And they're not a great shooting Duke team. But the other thing is they start two true freshmen in the backcourt. And one that Coach Mack recruited heavily in DJ Stewart.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's like, so he knows a lot about DJ. So you have two true freshmen in the backcourt against Louisville's top 20 pick and Louisville's ACC Player of the Year Wooden Award guy. And you should win that matchup heavily. Down low, you're talking Matthew Hurt, 6'8" Matthew Hurt. Now, Jalen Johnson's a stud for them. He's a stud. He's going to be a top 10 pick. But, I mean, I feel like Louisville's got four of the five matchups. I'm taking Louisville.
I think Duke's basketball IQ with getting fouled scares me, too.
Yeah, but they're not as good as they usually are.
Yeah, right, right.
I will say that. They're not as good as they usually are.
But, again, add in Coach K and TV Teddy.
Yeah, well, that again, yeah, right. You're 100% right. I mean, that's what I was saying when I say you never really know when you add TV Teddy in that maybe that changes some things.
Has it been hell week for Louisville players? Are they going to be dog tired?
Oh, I imagine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now we've said those couple of things, Steve. Now,
by the way, video picture yesterday looked like Aiden was practicing.
Let's make it really uncomfortable though.
Mm-hmm.
Charles Menlin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Charles Menlin.
He sends out a tweet or
no? It was a comment on his Instagram.
I'm listening.
Well, last night, Menlin, let me see if I can find it here. Menlin posted a video or posted a picture of him dunking, right? And kind of like, just waiting to go. And somebody commented on the picture and said, "Free the man." And Charles Menlin commented back, "You said it," with a shoulder shrug emoji. Like, now to me, I read that like, I've been ready to go. He just ain't putting me in. So how do you handle that? Because I guarantee you, if Steve Rummage was sent that, Coach Mack was sent that.
I don't know.
And Charles, Steve, is an adult.
We read into a lot of this stuff, man. They might not even really.
Charles is a 23-year-old adult, man. When you do something like that, I'm not an 18-year-old kid that's moody, okay? Like, I'm 23. I'm 5 years into college basketball. You put that, I'm getting a message out here because I've made a conscious decision, and I'm okay with this. So don't, like, this
right.
isn't
oh,
nothing
yeah,
against
yeah,
Charles.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think Charles is saying, okay, we've went back and forth on this. I'm saying I'm ready. You're saying I'm not. I'm making a conscious decision to now start at 22, 23, 5 years into college basketball. I feel like it's best for me now to start kind of putting it out there.
Yeah.
I'm ready to play.
Put the pressure on
you. This isn't me.
Yep.
This is him. So.
But doesn't your mind go back to watching him get around that screen?
Yeah, but he was wearing that big old bulky brace. He hasn't wore that the last couple games. I've noticed that. On the sideline, he don't have that on. But he's still not been played. So,
is this coach?
But coach, I mean, I'm not quite, I'm going to take Coach Mack's side because I'm like, you watch practice every day.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't think Coach Mack wants to, like, not add another piece.
Right, yeah. And the public, like I said, the public loves shiny new toys. So, this is perfect for our, when we're mad or when you're looking for, answers or things to make the team better immediately. You just do the.
Oh, sure. Yeah. You had Charles back. Charles going to be 15 and 10. And then
And listen, radio fan, this version, why aren't you playing Aiden? I'm still like that.
No, I am.
I watch him catch and dunk.
Yeah.
And he probably has the best hands for the big man on the team. Actually, it's probably JJ. It's between JJ and Aiden, right?
Yeah.
Just as far as catching and going right to the basket.
Yeah, it might be Aiden, man. Like Aiden.
I've seen him make some catches.
I still go back to the dunk he missed when he went up and caught the one-handed, and he caught it way back here. And he still, he just put it too far forward. I mean, I know he's got big enough hands to grip the ball, so I think it was tough grab. I'm like, nobody on our team can make – nobody can make that miss. I'm sorry, nobody can – nobody – what's the word I'm looking for there?
No, yeah.
Nobody can even miss like that.
Right.
Place and hit that. I mean, I'm like, Aiden has skill, man.
Yeah, I know, man. I'm like,
Aiden catching that ball against, was it Western? The free throw line extended, pulled up, bang. Western, even the one where he got it was like 1 second too late. It was a shot clock violation. Bassey's right there. Bassey's top five in the country, big man. Aiden just catches it, goes right up. Bassey grabs his arm. He goes through it and scores. And I'm like, what are you doing? Like, what's he can't get 10 minutes? Like, come on.
I know.
Dude, I mean, when he makes me go high, boys, like, dude, I'm like,
Coach, are you trying to make a point now?
Yeah, I'm like, dude, I don't need Aiden for 40 minutes a game, but my God, can he not give me 20? I mean 10,
Steve,
15?
That's the pressure coaching, though. Where one play seems like you could be up 18 points. And if Aiden gives up a three, you feel like that 3-pointer is going to lead to a 15-point run.
Yeah.
But that's your job.
Still.
That's your job. To deal with that.
But he did. The reason we're bringing Aiden up is because they posted a picture yesterday. It looked like he was practicing. So, I mean, it might be available next week.
I think Greer said this morning that Coach McGee said he was looking forward to having him back. I'm not sure about the timeline. And I don't trust the timelines at all.
No.
Yeah, the injury.
Oh, no, I expected Charles, according to their thing, I expected Charles back against Wisconsin. I mean, we sit here now on January 21st, midway through the ACC schedule, and we still don't have Charles. Malik's going to play. That one I'm very confident about, that he'll be back to play. But, man, I mean, I feel like that there's a couple more pieces, But, again, it's still – see, I totally disagree with that text. Aiden can't play 10 minutes. He doesn't know what he's doing out there. I mean, I don't – in reference to what?
No, see, there's a difference between getting beat and, like, getting beat and not knowing what you're doing.
Yeah.
Like, I think he knows the rotations, but, if he's just not, I don't think he's getting beat like by centers. I just think his switches and, he's probably not communicating aggressively.
Yeah.
But it's like, still, you got to get some practice.
Yeah.
But coaches all do it in practice. So we just don't get to see any of that.
And that's true, too. And if he's getting cooked off those pick and rolls, I get it. Because the one thing Wisnitzer does is, when he's in the game, he doesn't
God, tell me Aiden can't do what Wisnitzer's doing.
I don't think he can defensively, but
he's not talking.
Right, but Wisnitzer cannot do what he can do offensively. So, there's got to be some kind of, what I'm saying?
Just look, see.
I see it. I can see it up in the – that's it's crazy. Yeah. I think that they could add a piece there. But regardless, we're talking about backup pieces there, right?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. You start getting those guys back. Again, I know I say it's January 21st, but, it is still 2 months left in the season. And could you add a full clip? The two guys you've got to keep healthy is Dave and Carly.
Okay. Are right now, are they – so in 2 months, do you think Jalen Withers is mature enough to handle an NCAA tournament?
Yeah, I think so. Is he mature enough to win you a championship? Probably not.
He grew up a lot in just the Florida State game, I think.
Yeah.
But if he doesn't carry over that.
But I don't think anybody has championship we're a smart fan base. We know when it's like, okay, we got a squad can win a championship. And we know when we're like, okay, we got a squad that can make a run and we can have some fun. I think people look at this as we got a squad that can make a run and have some fun. That's what gets you there. I heard James put Final Four on us. That we said Final Four. I'm like, James, I know it's your birthday and all, man, but like, dang, we didn't put Final Four on this team. I never put Final Four on this team. But I mean, I do think they're a team that can make a run. See, but I guess that's the difference. When I say make a run, I'm like, get to the Sweet 16, Elite Eight. I'm like, I think they could make a second weekend run. And I mean, as much as it hurts my heart to say, it's been a while since we saw that second weekend. So it feels like a run.
Cody, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
What's going on, man? So what I've noticed with, like, some of the videos like that they show in practice, it seems like it's a precursor to what we end up seeing before the game. And I've noticed there's a little bit more Charles in there. I'm seeing Aiden in a few more frames. So I think that those two are definitely going to get more run against Duke, especially Charles. What I want out of Charles, man, it's like outside of David and Carleek, like, we don't have that consistent third option. Sam has shown flashes. Quinn has definitely, like, done well for his role. But Charles needs to be, whether if it's off the bench or he ends up starting, being that 12-point-a-game guy that's just really good on defense. And if we can get that and a little bit of extra shooting, I think that the sky's the limit for this team. But I know the coach said, you know, Aiden had a groin injury and, like, it was actually kind of aggravating him, like, during the early parts of the season. I mean, do you think that maybe that had something to do with maybe his slowness on defense and maybe, like, his explosiveness didn't look as well as it did in high school? It seemed like when he was dunking, even though some of it looked good, he was still a little bit timid. So maybe that groin injury had something to do with his lack of development this season. But I don't know what you guys think, but just a couple of little things I noticed. So I'm going to just hang up and listen. Thank you, guys.
Listen, I appreciate the call, Cody. That's a magnificent point. If you've suffered from any kind of groin injury in sports, actually, Cody, I'll take it back. You reminded me. I'll take it back to maybe sophomore Ray Spalding. No, maybe freshman Ray Spalding. Remember he had the groin issue.
Yep, absolutely. Right?
And I remember saying, y'all, he can't uncork yet. Mm-hmm. He cannot uncork his body with that groin thing.
Yep.
It's going to be like you can play, but everything you're doing is real controlled and timid. So, yes, Cody, that is possible. It's also one of those things like, You're going to have to Pilates yourself and strength train yourself into, reactionary, being able to move full speed.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, like, I'm sorry, like, NBA players have groin tightness.
It took Taekwon Dean out for a whole year. I mean, he hardly ate. You remember the year we went to the NIT, yep. Man, and it was partially because, I mean, Dean just couldn't get that groin right, man. He would come in, he would play. Then he would go. He would be out for a couple games. Yeah. Then he would try to play, and he would be out. And it was like, man, you just can't get him. Just can't get him right.
Yeah, I remember that Ray Spalding. That one.
I do remember that. Yeah. I remember we had conversations on the air, man.
Yeah. West End Wayne, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
What's happening, fellas? What's happening?
What's going on, man?
Hey, a little bit on this Midland thing. Everybody that's played any type of sports, whether it be collegiate or high school, whatever, or just YMCA basketball, whatever.
Right.
When you get hurt, your mind is not the same for a while until you get back out there and actually get in the mix and get that out of your head. With Midland missing, taking that little pick and them pulling him out, I just don't think he's giving the opportunity to get that injury out of his head and let him play. Yeah, he's gonna be a little slow and a little bit missing defense here and there, but as the game goes on, he's going to gather all that back, and he's a baller. It's all going to come right back to him. That's my take on Midland. And Aiden, to me, is a young, athletic, strong man that can learn to be a dominant player because he's blessed with strength. And, nothing against JJ and all those guys there, but they don't have the strength that Aiden has. And we need that five spot to let the other ones play the natural role that they're supposed to play You're supposed to be able to adapt to the talent that you have. So if he's having a hard time with that defense, why he's in go-to-zone or go-to-man-to-man or just something to get his talent in the game and let this man do his thing, because he's raw, but Marcus, you know, is a raw player that's strong and wanting to do it. He's going to be aggressive in the board. Once he gets his feet under him of the game speed, he's not being able to do that. They take him out too quick on missing assignments or whatever. I get that, Coach. But you need a five spot, and he's there. And let this man get out, and he's going to make mistakes. Let him learn. And I got one more question. I'm confused on the eligibility part with this COVID year. Do they all players get an extra year of eligibility or what?
Yep. This year does not count against any Division I player's eligibility.
Okay, well, then that's good on our behalf. I think so, because we're getting ready to go through a year of trouble with the NCAA. We're all aware of that. And I think the guys that's on this squad right now was recruited with that in mind, and they're going to take that and go ahead and run with it. We can still enjoy our season next year, guys, if we get banned. We're still going to get to see ball. We're not going to be like Kentucky was and get banned from television and damn near just be executed as far as being able to play at all. So we will get to see them. And when we beat the North Carolinas and we beat the Kentuckys and they're in the Final Four, and we're going to be saying, yeah, that's all fine and dandy, Andy, but we beat your ass. Have a good day, fellas.
Listen, appreciate the call. Don't even bring up the trouble. My goodness.
I do agree with you, though. You get 1 year, Louisville fans will have fun with it.
Oh, no, yeah.
It's not, the shock is over. Like, the sting, the gut punch isn't really there anymore. It's like, oh, we got to sit another year out? Well, we've done this. You know, so it's like, yeah, whatever. We'd have fun with it for a year. Two, I'm quitting radio.
Wish that I was on
We need a coach.
Middays with Marcus Baby on 939 The Ville.